You don't know. You don't know lots what I do.
Lots has changed since American Pharoah has won the Breeders' Cup, yep. and you retired, and you're just a new man now.
I've become a chain smoker to celebrate American Pharoah's Breeders' Cup win. No, I have not. But
now you're drinking Jack out of the bottle, right?
Yeah,
now.
Like, yeah.
It's a totally different person now.
Who had advice on racing and they wanted to share it? Started a website where players go to see all their picks. The goal was make the fans some money and to cut down the risk. They put the plan into motion, and at first it seemed silly. Make a website where the expert picks are freer than Willie. From a racetrack veteran to just a beginner, there's one place that you want to go to find you a winner. As a matter of fact, I want to hit the exacta. There's only one site that you'll keep coming back to. So next time that the horses all line up at the post, make sure you use the website that'll win you the most. Whether Churchill, Oakland, Gulfstream Park, Saratoga, and all tracks in between, there's only one site to go to. When it comes to your racing needs and all of your bets, plus it's got a catchy name that no one ever forgets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com as good as it gets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com as good as it gets.
What is up? I'm Jared Welch. He is Aaron Halterman. This is Blinkers Off. Dude, you're back.
I'm back.
You're back. We're back.
Yep.
We've been off. We were off last week, and we've been over the phone for the last couple weeks, and it seems like I haven't seen you since the Breeders' Cup.
It was weird. I walked in. We gave each other a big hug. It was good, but not so good.
My dog thought you were dead.
They
were surprised to see you.
Now, I will apologize to everybody. I'm a little under the weather, so my voice is a little strange.
You sound like you smoked like 20 packs of cigarettes
before
you walked in.
Maybe I have. Yeah. maybe that's my new lifestyle. You don't know. You don't know what I do.
Lots has changed since American Pharoah has won the Breeders' Cup, yep. and you retired, and you're just a new man now.
I've become a chain smoker to celebrate American Pharoah's Breeders' Cup win. No, I have not. But
now you're drinking Jack out of the bottle, right?
Yeah,
now.
Like, yeah.
It's a totally different person now.
Well, I did tell some people, you know, life's kind of complete now, you know, seeing the Triple Crown winner, and then he went on to be the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, so,
bad year, really.
You know, my professional life is over, as far as that goes. It's going to get downhill from there, because I'm never going to be around a horse like that ever again, but, you know, what an experience, but now, you know what, it's time to move on.
How bad is next year going to suck, though?
Next year is going to be pretty bad.
And it could be great. I mean, it could be a great year, and it's still going to be bad compared to what we've got to experience this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully something comes around. There's some exciting prospects heading to Oakland with people that we know and like. So
Oakland, you said it. I mean, I've never been more excited. I think I say this every year, but I've never been more excited this year for Oakland to start. I feel like this lot, even, you know, it's just a... The racing has been on such a run this year.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the Breeders' Cup ended, it just kind of stopped. And you can tell, we've seen it, you know, in our industry, it's just kind of everyone's kind of taking a break, a much needed break for that matter.
Yeah.
And finally getting back into a little bit of racing. You know, of course, the Delta Jones jackpot this weekend, and then of course the Clark Handicap the next weekend. So we're finally starting to get into it a little.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, it's funny. I was talking to some family members that go down to Oakland with us for the Rebel and the Arkansas Derby, and they said, "Well, I don't think we're going to see a Triple Crown winner this year at Oakland." And I said, "You've got to get that out of your mind, because we may never see a Triple Crown winner, you know, for 20, 30 years, period.
No matter where you're going. Don't hold the bar,
to what we saw last year. But yes, the general feeling is everybody is like, "Wow, can it please start? Because we're ready."
Yeah.
You know. Sometimes after the Breeders' Cup, maybe, you know, you need a week or two off. When you end on something like that, you're ready again. So, like, I'm trying to get pumped about this jackpot, and I am pumped about it because it's a big race again. So we got a big race to talk about again.
What's funny to think about is from last year, we had the same horse win the Rebel, the Arkansas Derby, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, and the Classic, we'll say, all those. Mm-hmm. Next year, I definitely... Imagine we'll have every one of those races will be a different horse. It's totally back, you know, different than what we saw this year. So, but, you know, that makes it fun too. That makes it more betting opportunity.
That's exactly right. I think last year the challenge of finding winners during the Kentucky Derby Trail was not quite so hard, because you had Carpe Diem winning, you know, the races in Kentucky and in Tampa. And then Materiality was doing so well, or Upstart, either one, at Gulfstream, Frosted. you know, everybody knew about Frosted. Yeah. You had Dortmund.
Dortmund on the west.
Yeah, and then Firing Line easily goes and wins Sunland Derby. So everybody that was in the course of America Faro on the Arkansas Trail, so everybody that was supposed to win was winning last year. I don't think that'll be the case this year.
No, I definitely don't. But like I said, let's make some money this year. Last year was about the fan perspective and really enjoying it. This year, let's make some money with some long shots.
I think this year is arch paying $30-$40 in the Arkansas Derby type of
year. There you go.
You know, so
made some money that year on that horse. What was the best thing you saw today?
I knew you were gonna ask, and
you better be ready now.
Best thing I saw today.
It could have been like, you know, commercial you thought was funny.
Man, I don't watch TV. I just watch Twin Spires. Best thing I saw today, let's see, I'll go racing again since I'm not prepared. Sixth race at Churchill Downs was probably the best thing I saw today. I was watching Airman's Creed, which is a horse of Lucas's that just can't do it. And he got off to an early lead, you know, ran the half in 49, was three lengths in front. Thought, okay, 20-1, he's going to wire it. Well, he did finish second, but... yeah, it's probably the best thing I saw because I thought he'd finish last. He got second.
Well, I mean, when you consider that, I guess that's the best thing you saw today.
I haven't seen a lot of good things today.
Mine is not horse racing. That's kind of how it goes. Yours is usually horse racing related, and mine's not.
Because I always forget that you're going to ask me.
Well, I do too, but I see it on my little script here, and then I remember, oh yeah. The best thing I saw today was seeing AJ Green now in my lineup. That's one of the best things I saw. Fantasy football, we're in the same league. I made the best trade of the year. And now I have AJ Green on my team for my playoff push. So that is my best thing.
That's the worst thing I saw.
All right. Today's show, we preview the Grade 3 $1 million Delta Downs Jackpot Stakes and give rapid fire selections for the remaining stakes races around the country. Let's go. Delta Downs on Saturday, the Delta Downs Jackpot Day. We'll start with race 7, which is the $1 million Delta Downs Jackpot Stakes. It's a grade 3 for 2-year-olds going a mile 16th. It's field of 10. Of course, last year, Ocho won this race. And while he didn't make much of an impact in the actual Triple Crown, he was a very much so talked about horse throughout the Triple Crown Trail.
Yeah.
So where horses are we seeing here? And the one that comes to light is Exaggerator, obviously, because this is the classic horse of the field. Finished 4th in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Do you see Exaggerator at 2-1 being the price to play or the price to beat?
Well, first of all, you made a very good point. You know, three horses out of this race actually made impacts on the trail. Mr. Z, far right, and also made the Kentucky Derby. So that is something.
I mean, I have to do some research, but I'd say that's probably the most out of this race.
Out of this race, yes, absolutely it is.
Remember that 1 year? I think it's maybe been three or so Sabercat that won this race, and everyone thought this horse is going to be it. This is the real deal horse. That's a horse we did not talk about much in the Triple Crown.
No.
So you can see how it works both ways.
He did run in the Derby, but he made no impact whatsoever on the Derby trail at all. So,
none.
But yeah, listen, if you're Delta Downs and you get three Derby horses, you're doing a backflip. And if they do it again this year, they're going to be doing another backflip. So, but back to the question you asked and what everybody wants to know, Exaggerator, bet against or take him at a short price? I went against him here. This horse just kind of looks to me like he's leveled off a little bit. I'm very worried about Exaggerator. Now, he is the classiest horse. If you're playing pick threes or pick fours, he's got to be on the ticket. But if you're going to bet a win, play show, I actually went with number 4, Whitmore, for me. This horse, last time out, first start at Churchill Downs, going short. Great race. Won by 7 lengths, was all over the track, really wasn't all that professional in doing it, and still blew the field away. So a lot of improvement to do. You know, was green last time. Let's see how much he improves here. Also, 2 turns. I think that's what this horse wants. I mean, if you look at the breeding, 2 turns. That's where it's at. So
right.
I took a shot with Whitmore here.
8-1, and of course trained by Ron McQuett, who, like we mentioned a second ago, far right, had far right in this race last year, who... for a second, looked like they could have been the winner of the race. Far right made an incredible move in the turn and then got stopped real hard. And actually was able to kind of come back from that and finish a really good third. And then, by the way, went on to win at Oaklawn. Was kind of a dominant force at Oaklawn, for that matter, until, by the way, American Pharoah stepped in and it was over from there. But Ron McQuaid has another one here, Whitmore. And even if Whitmore doesn't win here, you got to think Oakland, we could see some, it's maybe a similar path with Whitmore here. I don't mind the play at 8-1. I think this, like, in a race like with Exaggerator, that I feel like I'm kind of with you. You know, he might be a case of where we already saw the best out of him. You know, he might not be a bad horse, but he may not be a great horse either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think when you're trying to pick against a 2-1, why not go with a price? And I have no problem with going with an 8-1 like you had, and I'm going with a similar one here, number 7, Found Money. How do you go against Doug O'Neill and Redham Racing right now, especially with the 2-year-old? That's kind of where I landed on this horse. There's a lot of risk here, no doubt. I mean, the horse has shown, really, on paper, 7 furlongs is the max this horse has ever ran, which was a very good race, but still didn't win. And actually, if you look at the past performance, you'd say, wow, you know, you wouldn't think he'd want to go further, really. Mm-hmm. But sometimes these horses, and he's a very speedy horse. I think he's the speed of the race. These kind of horses, when you stretch them out, they're a whole different animal, and they can convert that speed into longer distance, and they have that sustained speed. And I think he might be a horse that could do that. We know Delta is very much a speed-favoring track, and if you get out in front, it might be hard for some of these horses to come and chase you down. So I think Found Money, just because of the connections, but also because I think the speed of the horse as well, could help the horse win this race.
Yeah, I don't mind that pick so much. You know, you look at the second choice, we talk about, well, we're going to take a little bit of a price to try to beat Exaggerator. The second choice has some, you know, some craziness in the form. You know, was just a maiden claiming winner at first, and then, you know, ran pretty bad at Saratoga, came back and ran good at Monmouth, and then ran pretty good in the Champagne, but it was in a slop, weird race. Yeah. The winner of that race didn't come back to do anything, so it's hard to know. Maybe the horse is good and can win, but, you know, at the price he's going to be, I don't think he's really worth a play. The horse is coming out of the local prep for this. That local prep doesn't usually produce much. So I kind of stayed away from the local horses a little bit there. So another one that I didn't have the guts to do, number 2, Memories of Winter. The big story here is P-Val. Patrick Valenzuela is back, and he's got the mount on Memories of Winter. P-Val, legendary jockey, both on and off the track. Off the track for the wrong reasons, but on the track for the right reasons.
Yeah.
So a big story that he's back. And listen, hey, this horse isn't terrible. He's got a shot. 2-for-2, you just don't know. Ran at Monmouth in a maiden and won, and then ran in allowance optional claimer at Laurel and won. How does that transfer to Delta? On a normal night, probably pretty well, but in this race, I'm not quite sure. So I listed him as a wild card.
Yeah, he was kind of, that's kind of how I listed him too. We both can talk about this horse separately, and you get 10-1, it's out of hard spun, and then 2-for-2, and really that last race showed a lot of greenness, but I saw a lot of the horse as well that I kind of liked it pretty easily. I liked that the horse is kind of stepping up. It went from 6 furlongs at Monmouth, a mile at Laurel, and then here we are going a mile 16th. It seems like it's a logical step, and really improved drastically from that Monmouth race to the Laurel race. So mm-hmm. If you can see another improvement like that here, then yeah, the horse has a chance, and I think, you know, it's going to be kind of not be the popular choice here, so you're going to get a price. So I think this race could have some nice payouts when it comes to your tries and supers, because we both listed off our winners as being mm-hmm. 6-8, whatever one, and you got 10-1 here, and we're talking about Exaggerator maybe not being quite what we think, and maybe not running, hitting the board even, so that is going to just explode.
Yeah.
So my top three, I went with number 7, Found Money. I went with number 9, Exaggerator, to hit the board to finish 2nd. I went with 2, Memories of Winter, and then the 4 horse, the Whitmore, to finish 4th. So that's where I went. But to me, it all comes and goes with Exaggerator. What are we going to see out of this horse? It, you know, if he comes out and runs a huge race, then, you know, he's going to be a hyped up horse. And it's going to further prove that the West Coast horse is where it's at.
I mean, really, best case scenario moving forward is Exaggerator runs a huge race and still gets beat, because that would make you excited.
Yeah.
If he doesn't show up and somebody else wins, then they're still going to be that, well, how good are they? But if Exaggerator is a pretty good, he's a pretty good measuring stick, because he's ran against the really good horses that have established themselves within the division. Now he's going to take some up-and-comers on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll we'll really get a good gauge, I think, on this, as long as he shows up and runs a normal race. Now, if he runs bad, we have no idea. So,
well,
that's probably what he'll do.
It definitely definitely worth saying that, you know, we hated Nyquist in the Breeders' Cup, and that horse is right now on top of the two-year-old division because of that race. And so, you know, Brody's Cause ran well. Swipe was the horse. I mean, how fluky was that race? We'll come to find out. Exaggerator finishing fourth, but really the main thing was no East Coast connections, really, besides Brody's Cause.
Did anything
whatsoever. So, we'll see. Time for rapid fire selections brought to you by Simple Plays.
Simple Plays, the tip sheet that pays. For a small price, get in on the gambling craze. When you handicap the races and when you make a wager, the goal every time is to cash in major. But if every time you bet, you see your wallet start thinning, RacingDudes.com has a way to start winning. Simple Plays, tip sheets you can trust. Even experts agree using them is a must. Whether they bet the Preakness or bet an allowance, our Simple Plays tip sheets have made players thousands. You might think they're expensive and don't give a bleep, but that's not the case. They're incredibly cheap. Even Nick Zito had to say neato when he heard about the Racing Dudes tip sheeto. So, you want to start increasing your wealth? Buy Simple Plays. It pays for itself. Simple Plays. The tip sheet you can cash in on. Simple Plays. Now at RacingDudes.com. Simple Plays. Tip sheets that experts use. Simple Plays.
All right, let's take a Delta Downs here. We'll go back a race before the jackpot. Race number six, $400,000 Delta Downs Princess Stakes. Grade 3 worth $400,000 for Philly's 2-year-olds going 1 mile. Of course, last year this was the race Take Charge Brandy won.
Yep.
Do we have another Take Charge Brandy in here? Philly 7.
We might. We have another standout. I know that for sure. Number 6, La Appassionata for me. This one, I just looked at it once and said she should smoke them.
Skim through it. There's not a horse that's close to her in this race. I mean, really, if you look at it, let's just talk about future, because, you know, out of Stone Street Stables, mm-hmm. Steve Asmussen, Bernardini horse, 2-for-2, has won by a combined 11.5 lengths. You know, out of Bernardini Philly, everything about this horse looks like could be really, really good. Broke her main at Churchill, and then came here, and did it again at 7, beating them by 7 lengths in a stakes race. So to me, this horse is a lock. And could be something really special. We probably see this horse at Oakland.
Oh, I think so, definitely. And if she wins this one and say they, you know, kind of put her on the shelf, come to Oakland, I mean, how's she not the best filly on the grounds as a 3-year-old?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Churchill Downs, race 10, the Cardinal Handicap to grade 3, worth $100,000 for fillies and mares. 3-year-olds and up, going 1 1/8 on the turf, field of 13. You know, it's an easy one. 7-2 on button down the 11 horse, but I mean, anytime you have a 7-2 horse and a 13 horse field, you know it's really easy.
Yeah, you know, I picked the favorite, and the favorite 7-2, what you just said. I'll number 11 button down. Josie Carroll bringing this horse down to Churchill Downs. She can train. She's a very good trainer. Gets Paco Lopez to ride. Listen, wide open race. I don't know. I think button down's got what it takes.
I went with number 6, 8-1, Sista's Stroll. Tom Proctor trained. Yeah, you know, broke maiden here at Churchill Downs last year. 2-for-3 at this distance. Ran second, last out by a neck, by the way, in the allowance at Keeneland. But it was the first start since July, so I think the horse needed the race. You know, this horse is a great stakes winner. So getting back into form, Bullet Work last out 8-1. I think it's a really good price. And Tom Proctor and Drayden Van Dyke riding. So I went with number 6, Sista's Stroll. Let's head to Del Mar, race 8, the Red Carpet Handicap. It's a grade 3. With $100,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, going 1 3/8 miles on the turf. Field of 12. It's led by your number 9, Electrum, the 3-1 morning line favorite, Victor Espinosa, John Sather train. What you think?
Well, to me, it came down to two horses. I had a tough time picking between the two. But my Christophe Clement, you know, bromance. Trophy for me, I pick this horse every time it runs, so why wouldn't I pick it here?
As soon as I saw that horse, I was like, well, that's probably who Halford's going
to
pick.
Right, and I kind of think they're taking it to California to try to maybe get a little bit firmer ground. So I like Trophy. Rusty Slipper, that's another horse I really like. And I know for a fact, because I read an article about it, that Grand Motion has taken this horse to California or the firm ground. So those are my two horses.
Honestly, I would have picked Rusty Slipper if it hadn't drawn out all the way outside. I felt like I was, you know, after that last race, I was like, wow, you know, if the horse got a little better trip, maybe the horse would have won. Then you say, oh gosh, here we go again. You know, all the far outside and maybe a few things working against the horse. So I agree. I think Rusty Slipper is a force here, but you have to prove, you know, to be a little bit better as far as getting a better trip than last time. I went with the favorite, number 9, Electrum. I wouldn't say I'm in love with this pick, especially as your favorite. But I do think she is the classiest of the bunch. The last 4 races have been all graded stakes. 2 of them graded 1s, 2 graded 2s. Has a win, which is grade 2, a second and a grade 1, and then 2 fourths. And they've all been really good races. It's not like she's really ran bad in any of those last 4. Finally gets a little bit of class relief, and I don't think Sadler is going to bring her back on 21 days because last time she ran was November 1st. Mm-hmm. Don't see Sadler bringing her back to run 20 days race without a good shot to win. So, to me, I'm going with Electrum. Go to Gulfstream Park West. We don't cover a lot of Gulfstream Park West races on the podcast, but we are tonight. Race 4, My Charmer Handicap to grade 3 with 100K for fillies, mares, 3-year-olds, and up, going a mile and 1/16 on the turf. Field of 10, led by 9-5, Moneyline favorite, Sandiva for Todd Pletcher, Costello on board. Tough one to beat there.
Well, Gulfstream Park, it's not quite the real Gulfstream yet, but Todd Pletcher. Anything that says Gulfstream, I'm going Todd Pletcher. Number 7, Sandiva.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little bit of a risk here going with a short price on a layoff, but no, it's a Todd Pletcher horse. Guy hits at 27% off a layoff. This horse has had back-to-back bullets. Gotta tell me, this horse is ready. Yeah. And we got a new theory. We talked about it the other day. Pletcher Plugger. That's what this horse is. It's a Pletcher Plugger. We know we have the Pletcher Progression system. This horse doesn't qualify for Pletcher Progression, but it is a Pletcher Plugger. Always there, always running well. Sandiva, your Pletcher Progression. Pletcher Progression, Pletcher Plugger. Runner, just. Sandiva for both of us. Race 6, the Tropical Turf Handicap at Gulfstream Park West. It's a grade 3 worth 100K for 3-year-olds and up, going a mile 16th on the turf. So same type of race just for the boys here. Field of 9 in this one. You got 9-5. My boy Lochte, the 6 horse, 9-5. What do you think?
I'm not taking Lochte at 9-5 ever in his whole life. So number 2, all included, Pletcher Castellano.
I hate to get on this little bandwagon here, but, I mean, going tap once again. Gulfstream, I mean, like you said, it's not Gulfstream Park quite, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Gulfstream Park West. This, you know, really the horses ran, I thought, pretty well all year in tough races. Finally gets a little bit of class relief, a distance I think he likes, and I think all included, Todd Pletcher, Castellano again, back-to-back stakes wins here on Saturday. So both of us going all included. All the time we have, check us out at racingdudes.com for our free picks and our simple plays available every day for Aqueduct, Churchill Downs, Del Mar, and Remington Park, and Delta Downs this weekend.
That's right, big weekend. If you're going to preview it on this podcast, then you know you're going to have product for it.
We have best plays, value plays, of course, as well. Race plays is there. 2 very cool products. Try those out. Maybe this would be a good time this weekend to try them out. BetMix Command Center is available on our website, as well as Guaranteed Tip Sheets selections. You can click a link there and go to their website, and they have really good picks as well. So make sure you try both of them out. If you're not totally convinced with us, or you say, hey, you know what, these guys are so good, let me combine these guys with Guaranteed Tip Sheet and then on BetMix Command Center to all that. I mean,
I don't know how you could lose.
I don't want to say it's a lock, but I'd say no, it's not a lock. But try it out. We're currently covering 19 tracks, all offering free picks. We're on Twitter at @racing_dudes, LinkedIn, Google+, and Facebook. I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. Good luck this weekend.
RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.